For many of us, 9/11 was seared into our memories through images, and David Friend has studied those images. He's a Vanity Fair editor and author of Watching the World Change, the stories behind the images of 9/11. David Friend told my colleague Lisa Mullins that one image from 9/11 that really affected him was taken by photographer Jerry Spagnoli.
That day he saw the first tower coming down, and he went to his roof with this old wooden box camera. The image is reversed. It's in black and white. It looks like old-time New York.
What are we seeing in it?
One of the towers has already come down, and in the foreground are some water towers, and you really could be looking out on a scene from 1890. You sense that time passes, that we heal, that this horrific loss of life and this terrifying event, really, with the passage of time, we can overcome it and we can be resilient toward it. And that's what this picture does. It crosses that gulf in time.
Is there another image that you think of that's been taken since 9/11 that is maybe, you know, something that really strikes you as expressing the 10 years since?
The picture that really, to me, was the nadir since then were the Abu Ghraib pictures. And suddenly, what was made plain was that there was systematic torture of people who were being detained. So you really did have this sense that now we can see how America is really the true face. Well, that's not really the true face of America. This was really individuals documenting themselves, conducting atrocious acts on other human beings, inhumane acts.
David, if the Abu Ghraib photos are the nadir, represent the nadir for you in the 10 years since 9/11, how about the zenith?
Well, it's not a great picture, but it's such a curious image. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and that team sitting, watching a monitor, and someone in Pakistan has a night vision scope where they're not in bin Laden's bedroom, but they're looking at the raid from the outside as it's happening. And this shows a real change in technology where the people who wage war can actually see the results of that action in real time.
What in that context is the worth of these single shots that we've been talking about, the photographs that tell a story of intimate personal distress or enormous horror? What's the value of these shots?
Consumers of news are skeptical. They realize that everything is subjective. There is no objective reality. And in this age where we're very skeptical, we demand pictures to prove it. People are saying, show me the woman who was killed in Iran in the streets. Show me the crowds that are gathering in Tunisia. Show me the two planes hit two towers the morning of September 11th, 2001.
Even if reality can be distorted.
Yes, I think still we think in pictures, we dream in still images. And so I think people are just looking for some kernel of truth.
David, it's always difficult to go down the what-if route, but as you point out, you know, we didn't have Twitter in wide use then, not Facebook. Digital photography was just taking hold. We had an incredible sound, phone messages that were left from people who were possibly in their last minutes. We didn't have the images, and you say, well, what if this was now?
Well, I think had we had in 2001 the technologies we have today, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc., we would have seen something even more horrific. And I think what might have happened would have been the global sympathy toward the attacks might have been even greater, because you were seeing not something pulled back and towers on fire, but you would have seen people in the immediate moment, and the trauma might have been even more horrifying, as hard as that is to imagine.
What's it been like for you to review these images and even to look back on the past 10 years as you update this book?
Because I live in New York and I work for Vanity Fair magazine, and we're moving down to the World Trade Center. We're the first, Condé Nast, our company, is the first tenant in what will be the World Trade Center in 2014. I look at it, it's not so much the pictures, it's not so much reliving some of the stories, it's seeing the downtown area of New York be rebuilt and getting the sense of resilience and resourcefulness on the part of the people of the city.
That's David Friend, author of Watching the World Change, the stories behind the images of 9/11. He spoke with my colleague Lisa Mullins. You can see some of the iconic images from Watching the World Change at theworld.org.